I'd love to see that.
Mike, as you come back to work, how much do you spend today, tomorrow, working on, you know, some of the stuff you found last week in self-scouting, and when do you turn the page to the Cowboys?
Yeah, that was pretty much what we did today. We met and, you know, tried to review some of that stuff that we had, you know, talked about last week and trying to improve. Worked on all the phases of our really football team today against each other. And then tomorrow morning when they come in, we'll transition to, you know, Dallas and the problems they, you know, pose with, you know, Dak and Zeke, and obviously the receivers and the tight end's a good player, Swain's a good player, and obviously the offensive line. And then defensively, they're doing a lot of things well. Number two in the league in defense, so it'll be another big challenge.
Mike, can you talk about the addition of Jahlstin Fowler? Maybe what does he mean moving forward? What kind of role might he have?
Well, we just, you know, we have workouts a lot. We have workouts frequently, and, you know, we were looking for somebody that could maybe help us in that role. Somebody that could, you know, come in and help us run the football, help us offensively, and we'll take a look at him here going forward, and if he can help us, just like everybody else, he'll get an opportunity to play.
How much different do you feel like you might look now, having had a chance to self-scout and kind of consider where you are, or how much you just need to be better at what you were doing?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a fine line between making a bunch of changes and just fixing stuff and doing it better. You know, each week there's going to be some scheme plays that go in on both sides of the ball, but, you know, you have to be able to run the stuff that you've run since April effectively and better. The players have confidence in it, and the coaches do. So, you know, I think that there'll be some new things, but they're obviously, you know, we're always hoping to be able to fix the stuff that we weren't doing well.
You always hear coaches say there's never a bad time for a bye week, but was the timing good as far as a health standpoint, a mental standpoint, maybe moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just where it fell. And I again, we tried to set the schedule up to where we got some work in last week, let these guys get out of here, come back in today. There was some energy on the practice field going against each other. Some wins, one side wins sometimes, the other one, you know, wins, and try to get some things looked at in all three phases, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And so health-wise, I think we should be close to healthy by the time Dallas ends up rolling around.
When you did your self-scouting and reviewing everything, was there one or two specific areas that was the cause of a lot of the breakdowns in the pass game?
Well, when you talk about the pass game, I think that, you know, there's different types of passes. I mean, there's boots, there's screens, there's play action passes, drop back passes. So I think you look at all of those and you see what areas are we doing well in, how we continue to, if the screen game looks good, what screens do we need to make better? You know, the play action game and the boot game, where are we getting yards? And then when we have to drop back and throw it, are we able to protect? Are we able to get open and then get the guy the ball? And so those are the four elements, I think, of the pass game that you look at anybody. You know, some teams are weighted heavily more than others, but we'd like to try to have a good balance between those four types of passes.
How's Josh Klein?
I would say improving. Didn't practice today, but, you know, I anticipate that hopefully here in the next few days we'll get him back.
What was it?
I don't know. When's the injury report come out?
Thursday.
We'll talk about it on Thursday.
Since you've gotten a chance to sit back and look at the season, what would you say are some things that Marcus does really well, and what would you categorize as areas for improvement?
Well, we have a quarterback that's highly rated in the fourth quarter, and so we have to find ways to recreate the fourth quarter passing. You know, he's highly rated. I think he's 20, maybe 24 for 32, 120 rating off the top of my head. And so, you know, we have to recreate that type of mentality throughout the team and throughout the first three quarters of the game. But then, you know, you look last week and there looked like there were some great decisions on third down, helped us convert some longer yardage on third down. And, you know, just we got to keep, you know, running the football so that some of these play passes and things, you know, work. they complement each other.
How critical is it that the run game is more consistent for you moving forward? Maybe it has to happen for that to happen.
Well, I mean, I think that we have to make sure that we're in good plays. I think that we block and we run hard, and you know, it's a combination of all those things, that the scheme is right and that the players feel comfortable in what they're doing, and that they go out and they get on their guys, they cover them up, and then the backs, you know, everybody plays post safety in this league, and you can't block them all. I mean, you really can't. And so, you know, we see it defensively. I mean, some guys make guys miss, some guys break a tackle and gain yards. And so a combination of all those things have to happen for us to continue to be able to run the football.
When you say recreating those fourth-quarter moments, is that something you think more tempo and offense can do as far as sense of urgency?
Well, I think we mix tempo. I think we do some of that. But, again, I think it's a mindset and it's a belief. Like, if, you know, we believe that Marcus can do well in the fourth quarter, we can throw the football in the fourth quarter, then effectively, you know, hopefully we can, you know, just try to recreate that mindset in the first three quarters.
A lot of coaches talk about wanting the locker room to be all sorts of different guys that bring different things to the table and kind of in combination create the room. Do you believe in that? And then do you believe in kind of the same thing in the small room? Do you want the quarterback room and the offensive line room to be a bunch of kind of different guys who then kind of collectively create something?
I'm going to try to answer this the best way that I can, just from experience. I mean, I'm a white rich kid from two-parent home that was in a locker room with guys that were from everywhere. And I learned from everywhere. I learned from all those guys that, as a young player in Pittsburgh, that you can appreciate where everybody comes from, and you work a little harder and you practice a little harder and you play a little harder because you care about the guy next to you. To think that we'd have 63 guys that were all the same, I think that would be really not very advantageous. I think everybody has to have their own personality. I think they have to be respectful of each other. They have to be honest with each other, hold each other accountable. And then that would hopefully eventually build a great culture and just environment in the locker room. And then I think that would just translate into the offensive line room or the linebacker room. I meant, you know, we have coaches from all over. We have players from everywhere. So I think that that's critical, one, that you are respectful and that you're honest and that you hold everybody accountable.
Mike, as much as it's next man up, got to have the next game coming up, get guys ready to play. But as you look at this offense and trying to get it up to speed, get it moving more effectively, ever have a moment where you're thinking, really would like to see Delanie Walker in this game plan?
You know, with all due respect to Delanie, I really, until I saw him this morning, hadn't thought about him because he's not available right now. So injuries are a part of this league. Everybody's losing players. Everybody's missing guys. And, you know, John, who's been practicing, had a good practice today. We'll try to have another good practice tomorrow and just keep working towards, you know, everybody being efficient.
Did you watch the NFL game yesterday? Or did you just kind of try to get away?
No, I mean, we came in and worked. I mean, we worked yesterday, and I think there were games on in the background. But, we're trying. Our focus is on us and trying to get better and watching the Cowboys. BC had a big win. I was at the BC game.
As the guys got back, what was kind of the message to them? You got, you know, 9 games left. They all come back. What do you set the tone with?
Didn't even mention anything about how many games we have left. You know, today it was about, you know, just trying to improve and trying to, you know, get better at the things we talked about last week with them. And, you know, trying to have some good reps, some good practice, some good tempo, taking care of each other, compete, stay up. And then we'll watch the tape here and get them out of here and then try to get back here and get going on Dallas in the morning.
With the trade deadline coming up, I think it's tomorrow, do you anticipate the possibility of any acquisitions? Or
until I hear otherwise from John, I wouldn't know. John handles the – I don't sign or trade players.
If you did, how much
I won't, I don't think I need a follow-up answer.
How much could you – if a player were to come in here, how much could you get a guy up to speed in order to be able to –
Well, that happens all the time. I mean, we've signed guys on Tuesdays before and had them get ready for a game. I mean, We signed a guy when I was coaching in Houston on Tuesday, played in Thursday night game. He's lined up next to J.J. Watt. So, you know, that's just kind of what happens. If you get signed a guy, you got to get him ready to go, and hopefully there's a package in there that they know enough. But, again, if they've played in NFL games, there's a lot of carryover. The language may be a little different, but you can get guys ready to go. Wouldn't know who to get ready to go because I'm not determining if there's a trade or not.
How do you think you guys have been in those, like, heavier sets when you're using two or three tight ends or an H-back? How effective do you think you've been in those sets?
In the bigger personnels offensively? You know, I think that there's been some good things. I think we've done some good things, like on normal down and distances. You know, and if you're alluding to kind of the four-minute, you know, against Jacksonville, you know, I don't think that, you know, you're plowing it in there against 10 guys. And so, you know, maybe we would like to gain more yards in that situation. But I think when we've been able to be in 13 personnel or, you know, 22 personnel on early downs, I think there's some good things. I'd, you know, certainly like to always see that. I think that those tight ends can do some things, creates a little bit of matchups for the defense. So, you know, again, we'll look to try to expand, you know, anything that can help us offensively.
You've obviously prepared for a long time to have your position at the halfway point. Is there anything that you've encountered that, you know, was a surprise to you or just not expected?
You know, not trying not to have any expectations on how this thing would go. I think you just deal with distractions are inevitable. You know, I think that's the first thing you try to tell the team is distractions are going to come up. It's how you deal with them. It's how you handle them. To say that, hey, I don't want to have any distractions, you can't avoid them. And, you know, we just try to do what's best for the team each and every day, focus on that day, focus on the guys that we have available to practice, try to get them, make them better, and the guys that aren't, try to get them healthy to come back and help us moving forward.
Got it.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.